They're on the bottom of your Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay, Minani Mile. How do you know that a circle is the circumference of a circle is three times the diameter? Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Kra, Vayashas Hayam, Mutzak Eser Ba'ama, Misposo, Atzposo, Ogul Soviv, Chamesh Ba'ama Komoso, the Kav Shloshim Ba'ama, Yisov Oso Soviv. The Yam, Shlomo HaMelech made a gigantic mikveh in the Beis HaMikdash, which was called Yam Shel Shlomo, and it was 10 amos from one edge of the rim to the other edge, and 5 amos high, so the diameter was 10 amos, and the circumference was Shloshim Ama Yisav Oso Sovit. The 30 to 10 is 3 to 1. Gemara says, this was on the outside. There was a certain thickness to the circle itself. And if you measure the circumference around the outside, that was more than 10. The 10 was on the inside, from wall to wall. But so then it comes out that it's not 3 to 1 anymore. Amra Papa, Sfaso Sfast Perach Shoshan. The rim was very, very thin. So it was negligible, the thickness of the rim itself. It was a very, very thin rim. Like the petals of a rose. Dechsiv, Avyo Tefach, Usfaso Kamase Kos Perach Shoshan. It was like a lily or a rose, whatever a Shoshan is. It was very, very thin. Alpayim bas yochil. It held 2,000 bas. Zemar says, Vo'ika mashahu. L'char, there's still something. It's still not 3 to 1. There's still that little bit that makes it different. Ki kachashiv migavoy kachashiv. No, it's considered from the inside. In other words, the inside circumference is where you measure, and from the inside to the inside is where it was 3 to 1. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference anymore how thick it was. The circumference was the inside circumference. Tani Rabchia Yamsha Osa Shlomo Hayamazik Meya Vachamishim Mikvah Tahara. The Yam that Shlomo made held the amount of water that would fill 150 minimum mikvos. Michti. So now we're going to see how that works out. Mikvah Kamahavi Arboim Saw. Minimum shear of a mikvah is 40 saw. Kinatanya. The Rochat as Besor of a Mayim. The main mikvah. He should wash his body in mayim. Mayim means ba mayim, means that water which is collected water, main mikvah. Natural water, not drawn water. And it has to be collected, meaning that it can't be flowing, not flowing water. Kol besaro, mayim shekol gufo olavahem. It has to be enough water that a person's entire body can go into it at one time. The kamahain, how much is that? Amal ama barum shalosh amas. A person is 3 amas high without his head, and she can bend his head down into the water. And an amma is the amount that a person's body is contained in. So you need an amma by an amma area for the body and a height of 3 amas. V'shiru chachomim mei mikvar boim so. And what's it called? The Rabbanan were mishayer that amount that fills an amma by an amma, 3 amas high, is 40 so. The Yam Shel Shlomo was 500 cubic amos, right? Because it was, what's it called, 5 high and 10 by 10. 10 by 10 by 5 is 500 cubic amos. So the Klas Mea, so now if you have for 300, what's it called, cubic amos, you have 100 mikvos, because you have 3 by 1. So if you divide 3, which you need 3 cubic amas for every mikveh, into 300, you'll have 100 mikvehs in 300 cubic amas. L'meya v'chamishim chamshim. Right? For the other 150, you'll have another 50 mikvos. So l'chora, in 450 cubic amos, you'll have 150 mikvos. What should you do with the other 500, what's it called, the other 50 amos. It'd be a lot more than 150 mikvos. The Arba Mea V'Chamishim Sagi. You only need 450 cubic amas to have 150 mikvos. And here he said there were 150 mikvos in the total, and it was 500 cubic amas. Where he says, no, honey mili birivua. That's if it would have been square. Right? If it would have been a square, a cube, then it would have come out to be, what's it called, 500 cubic amas. But it wasn't a cube. Right? It was a cylinder. And therefore, the area was less than 500 cubic amas. Versus michti. Kama meruba yesra ha'ogol revia. Right? A square with a length, right? X being the length of the square, or a rectangle, right? A square with a what's it called? With a, one of the sides is X. So a circle that would have the same diameter as X is one quarter less than the area of the square. So a cylinder is one quarter of the cubic measurement of the total area, one quarter less than a square or a cube would have been. One second. So reveal what? What? Not area. The whole cubic volume. Right, so a quarter, whatever it is, a quarter. Right. It's a quarter, okay. In other words, if you had a cube, right, it would be one quarter more than what if you have a cylinder of the same, where the diameter is the same dimension of the side of the cube.
And the height is the same.
And the height, yes, it's all the same. Everything else is the same. So the arba mea mea. So now it comes out like this. For 400, right, you're going to have 100 mikvos. Right, because you have to add another quarter. Okay. In other words, because it's a cylinder. You're going to need more than 3 cube. You're going to need the 4 in a cylinder. Mea, what's it called? Mea. Mea le mea. Right. So the, what's it called? 100. One second. Arba mea mea. Esrim b'chamisha. And so what's it called for the other 25? So honey may have the estrim v'chamisha havilahu. For the other 100, you're going to have only 25 mikvos. So if that's the case, if it was a cylinder, then you're not going to have 150 mikvos. You're going to only have 125 mikvos. So if it was a cube, you're going to have a lot more than 150 mikvos. And if it was a cylinder, you're going to have less than 150 mikvos. So where did the 150 come from? Tani. Rami Bar Yecheskel, Yam Shos, Shlomo Shlos, Amos Taktonos, Mubals, Ushtaim Elyonos Hagulos. No, it was a combination of a cube and a cylinder. Right, the picture is in here on page 36 at the top. Picture 106. Shemara says, and then it works out. Noid ipchalomotis amras, the sfaso ogul ksiv. You can't say that the bottom was round and the top was square, because it says that the rim was round. So obviously, if it, part of it was square and part of it was round, it was the bottom part that was square and the top was round. Right? But, ela eimachada, right? Maybe only one, was round. Why shtayim elyonos agulos? Maybe all 4 amos on the bottom were square, and only one was round. It still worked out. Where it says, lo sokadaitach. Ksichsiv, it can't be like that. Why? Ksichsiv al payim bas yochil. Right? It held 2,000 bas. How much was that? Bas kamahavya sholos se'in. A bas is 3 saw. Ksichsiv, meiser habas minakur. Right, the bas is meiser of a kor is 30 si, saw. So meiser of a kor is 3 saw. The havilu shisa alfei grieving, right, which is altogether 6,000 saw. The haksiv, so it's 2,000 bas is 6,000 saw, because there's 3 saw in a bas. So 2,000 bas is 6,000 saw. Right, and it says that it held 3,000, what's it called, 3,000 bas, which is 9,000 saw, a third more. So how could it be? How could it hold so much? Where it says, Ahula Gucha. No, that was, if it would have put solid things in it and be able to heap it up over the walls of the container, you're able to heap up something in a container this size where its height is half of the length and the width, makes the height, right? Then what's it called? The height is equal to half the length or the width. See, it was 10 length and width. And the height was, what's it called, was 5. So in a container like that, you can heap up over the walls a solid one-third more than it could contain if you packed it into the cube.
Solid means
thin? Yeah, whatever, yeah, something there, yeah. Yeah. So anything that you put in that's solid, sand, whatever, yeah, something like that. Rabbaya, shmamino haigucha tiltahavi. What you can pack into something, overflow, is one-third more than you can pack it if you packed it into the cubic area. Usnan nami, shida tevo migdol, kaveres akash, vekaveres akonim, ubor sfin alexandris, afopish yeshlem shulayim, vehein machzikus arboim so belach, shem kurayim biyovesh tahorim. If you have a kli, even though it's a kli, but it's big enough to hold 40 saw, and that's if it holds liquid, which you can't put any more in than the height of the kli. But if you put in a solid, it would hold, 40 saw would hold 2 kor, which is what's it called, 60 saw. Right? Because we said a kor is 60 saw. So that would hold dry measure, you'd be able to heap it up one-third more, 20, which is a third of the original 40.
That's 50%.
What?
That's 50%.
No, 50% more of the original, but it's shlish milavar. Okay.
The
decision
that the bottom part also had to be full of water then.
What?
The square part of the picture.
Yeah.
Would also have to be full of water.
If what?
I mean, in order to have
Right, 100%. So.
No, but it was covered. Like,
what was covered?
The bottom part, because otherwise the water would overflow.
No, it was like just like the picture.
No, but the triangle in the picture, was water going straight down, or is there water filling up the square part on the bottom?
No, filling up the square part of the bottom.
But it was covered over here.
It was covered. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the bottom, so the water filled that whole square. If that would have been the whole thing, it would have one thing, and then the top part was a circle.
That square had to have been.
It wasn't a smooth transition.
It was
covered. The corners were covered. Yeah, the corner, but underneath it was open. What?
Because what was the purpose of that square?
What was the purpose of what?
That couldn't be used. So
why not?
Why would it build it like that?
Why not? You could get into the water and stick something underneath there, whatever. Why do you build it like that altogether? Right? People still could use that, those corners. They were full of water.
Maybe there was a transitional area that was...
They were high, too. Right? They were as high as a person. Why? A person could go underneath there, swim underneath, and then come back up. What?
Why would they... You don't have to use every drop of water there. But if it has to hold a certain amount of water, 40 saw, unless it has enough, you can go in the mikvah. You don't have to touch every corner of the mikvah.
No, but here, there's 150 mikvahs in this. No, but he was asking, why did they make it like this? So more people could fit in. Or whatever. I don't know if people went in there, whatever. They put kalim in there, whatever they put there. They were tired. There was more room. You could use those corners, too. Not that you needed it. We're talking about one person going in this mikvah. Could have made it 40 saw. You'd have to make it 150 mikvahs. Okay, let's see Rashi. We're going to go quickly through the Rashis because Rashi gives the old way of making these cheshbonos, which is not okay. Misvaso atzvaso chalul shalol levad ovi dofnosav eser amos. Besides the thickness of the walls, the diameter was 10 amos. Ksiva kav shloshim ba'ama yisav oso. And you needed one, the circumference was 30 amos. Alma lechol ama rocha bigula ika shlosh amos hekot. So you see from here that the ratio for the circumference and the diameter was 3 to 1. Ika ovi svaso, da havi odef al yud shel cholol, vafilo hachi vekav shloshim hu deboi vesulo. Right? Lamaisa though, the diameter was more than 10. Because it went through the thickness of the wall on both sides. And the circumference was around the outside. So it was, less than 3 to 1. Perach shushan, dak ma'od ke perach shushan zeh. It was a shoshan. It was like the leaf of a rose, very, very thin. Va'avyo tefach, b'shulei defonoso milmata. Av'o milmala dak ma'od, k'maisi svas kos perach shoshan. Ilam Isid says that the thickness was a tefach. Right, how could you say it was very thin? So it's not that lower it was a thin, but it tapered off to, at the end, the place where they measured it, around the rim, was very, very thin. Even though down farther was a tefach thickness. Migavoy kachoshiv, krolahu kav lamed lahakif the gavoy kachoshivay. Or another way of learning is the circumference was measured from the inside, not from the outside. It was the inside circumference. And the diameter was also the inside diameter. She'ein ovi shloshim mukapo, elakav shloshim humakim chol shloshim. Everything, all the measurements were from the inside, so therefore the thickness of the wall is irrelevant. Nikva tahara arboim saw. Ba mayim, mashma mayim mechuborim yachdav. Mayim that is connected together, which means water that's not flowing. Kama havi lehu lahanach eser al eser, barum chamesh amos. How much is the cubic volume of 5 by 10 by 10. Kama gova yeshben ba'ama l'ama b'ribua shel mikvah. So how much is that altogether? Tuf kof garmide, which means 500 amos. 500 cubic amos. Ketzot, so chalkeo l'eser ritzuos, if you cut it into 10 equal strips, l'chol ritzua eser amos, orech barochav ama v'rum chamesh. So each strip would be 10 amos long, an amma wide, and 5 amos high. Techake mechaticho shel amma amma, cut those into amma by amma pieces, harimeya chatichos shel amma al amma. You have 100 of one amma by one amma, barum chamesh amos, 5 amos high. Shei zu al zu amma al amma, barum chamesh, and if you cut them into 5 strips, the height, you have 500 amos. The plas meya gova, meya mikvo shalosh amos lamikva. So if you have 300 cubic amos, you have 300 cubic amos, you have 100 mikvas, because you need 3 cubic amos per mikva. Hani mi libi ribua, Zemara says, that's if it would have been a cube. Im haya maruba, shihaya ba orech varocha v'tzdodim, kiv em tziyasa, v'yuritzu osuk shavos be, yud amos l'ritzuk et brishis. Because then, even the corners are 10 by 10. The whole cube, right, fills in all of the corners if it's a cube. Yam shos eslomo ogul hoya, kideciv ogul sovi, v'nim se she'in orech haritzuas eser amos, el ritzua hem tzoyis levada. But in a circle, you don't have the corners. Only the diameter of the middle is 10. But as you get towards the top and the bottom, that diameter gets smaller and smaller. El ritzua hem tzoyis levada, the choldover ogul rochav hem tziusa v'kotzer l'chol tznoda. Michti, kama merubi yesal igol revia. How much is a square more than an inscribed circle where the diameter of the circle is the same as the side of the square? It's 1/4 more. The hakol igol shirochbo ama yeshbo hekif shalosh amos. Because any circle that has a diameter of 1, the circumference is 3. Kedisnam masnisi. Vimhaya meruba, and if it would have been a square, right, then it would have been the whole area would have been 4. Right. The circumference of the square would have been 4. Vimhaya maruba ama al ama haya lo hekif dalet amos. Ama lechol ruach. Nimtza maruba yesral igol revia. Comes out that the square is more than the circle, a quarter. Hilkach hayam ogul. Disharinu bechamish meos amin v'meruba v'in letzurei riba mina. You have to take off a quarter. So if it was, it would be 500 cubic amos for a cube. It's only 400 cubic amos for a cylinder. Imit luhu arba mea leklas mea. So for 300 is 100 mikvahs, right? Ulameya, and for the other 100 that's left, you only have what's it called ulameya amin dishdayer. But they're not square amos; they're in a cylinder. So they would make what's it called 25 mikvahs, because you need four cubic amos for a mikvah in a cylinder, right? In that volume. Havi eshim v'chamish mikvahs, arba amos l'mikvah. To honey arba klas hami, because really the four are three. Because again, you have to add a quarter, subtract a quarter for the fact that it's a cylinder. Shahari amos ksoros say. Shalosh amos tachtonos mikvahs, v'yesh ben yud ritsua, shal yud al yud, she'ein mea ama, barum gimel, baruch av ama, dahinu klas mea amin, gova ba'ama al ama, v'hen kuf mikvahs. So the bottom part held 100 mikvahs, and the top part, Bezal Yonos Hagulos, they were taka cylindrical. The Havi Merubos, Havi Lu Masayin Garmi, if they would have been square, they would have been 200, what's it called, cubic amos. Hashtadin Nagulos, Kibosus Riva, Pashulu Kufnun. Now that they're cylindrical, there's only 150 of those cubic amos. The Inu Nun Mikvahs, which comes out to be 50 mikvahs. Tosus later on speaks about that. That doesn't work out with the area or the volume.
Right.
Okay. But Lamais, that's the Gemara right now says this. Okay. That's the Gemara says this. Okay. The Rishonim speak about it. When we get to Ketzed Ma'abrin, Daf Nun Vav, there's a Tosus there that speaks about this question. Noi de ipchala matzis amris, lahavi tachtonos agulos velyonos murbos. You can't say that it was the opposite, a cylinder on the bottom and a cube on the top. Disfaso agul ksiv. It says that the rim was round. Elishtaim agulos minol. How do you know the top two were round? Dil mechabehu dahavi agula. Maybe only one was round. Right. Disulo, not more. Utfei mikufnun. And there was more than 150 mikvahs. Who was the one who said it was 150 mikvahs? Reb Chia. How did Reb Chia know it was 150 mikvahs? Maybe it was more, and even though we know part of it was round, but maybe only one amma was round, and it was more than 150 mikvahs. Lo sokadaitav, shemachzik yosem mikufnu mikvahs. No, you can't hold it held more than 150 mikvahs, because the other pasuk says beferish, meister habas min akur, kur shloshim, a kur is 30 saw, shloshim sin, the chihavi habas meister delay, if the bas is a tenth of the kur, then it's only three saw. Ashtaka gimel soin havi. Tahavi luhanach al paim bas. So if the mikvah, if the Yamsha Shlomo held 2,000 bas, right, so that means it held 6,000 saw. Shehen kufnu mikvahs, which is 150 mikvahs. 40 times 150 is 6,000. Dalar alothim havi mem meo sin, shehen kuf mikvahs, shal mem sin, va al paim sin nun mikvahs. Okay. Marzik batim shloshes alotim v'yam shos eshlomo ksiv b'divrei yomim. Another pasuk says that it held 3,000 saw. 6,000 saw. Lagudsha, that was for the goldish. Kshimodin b'yavish. If you had filled it with something solid, it would have been able to hold an extra third. Shida k'min argos toli bagol l'merkav noshim v'chashuvos. Nigdal is a tower, ubor, Svina Alexandrius, also going Kain Bor, and also Shammai Masuk is a big barrel to hold him. If you should gdol him Yosur Midai, they're too big. The Ein Torah's Kli Aleihem. Shari Einim Etu Tolim Molei Vereikot. Right? It has to be like a sock. In order for something, a Kli, Kli Eitz, to Mekabel Tumah, it has to be Doma to a sock. A sock you can carry empty and full. It has to be that you should be able to carry this empty and full. So they ask, L'chora, that means if it's a little bit less than our Boim saw, that is Mekabel Tumah. But who in the world can carry something a little bit less than our Boim saw if it's full? Right? That's not Metalto Moli Vareka either. So I think the Rosh says that they made the calculation according to the people of Dor HaMidbar. They were extremely strong people. So they could carry something less than our Boim saw. Our Boim saw not. The average person couldn't carry our Boim saw or more. But less than our Boim saw, they could carry. And the Midos are all like that. There's a cutoff point. And others say it means you can carry it with a lot of people. Not one person. But something 40 saw or more, you don't even carry around with a lot of people because it's going to break. So a lot of people don't carry that. It's not carryable. It's too heavy. It's just not, it's too big to carry around. I'm not saying it's something less than our Boim saw. A lot of people could carry it. And it's carryable. It's not going to break if you carry it around. Shane Kurayim B'Yavesh. If it would hold solid, it would hold two core. Sha'adam Yochel Ligda, more than 40 saw. It would hold an extra 20 saw. Sha'adam Yitlu Alma Gold Shatilta. And it's talking about a kli. It's not true of every kli, but a kli whose dimensions are like this yam, that its height was half of the length and the width. Right, that was That was you could stack it up more. Okay, let's go on. What time do we start? Quarter after. Okay. L'chayayim she'omru govan asara tvachim v'rochvan v'ovyon kol shehu. Rabbi Yossi Omer rochvan gimel tvachim. The lechis that we mentioned till now have to be 10 tvachim high, and they only have to be a mashahu wide and thick. Rabbi Yossi says they have to be 3 tvachim wide, but the thickness could be anything, even according to Rabbi Yossi. L'choyayin she'amru leimet tenan stamak Reb Elezer. D'omer l'choyayin bo'in. Reb Elezer holds you need 2 lechis, one on each side of the mavel. So it says l'choyayin in the plural sounds like a stam mishnah that goes like Reb Elezer. You need 2. Lo, my l'choyayin l'chayim the alma. Doesn't mean 2 lechis in this mavel. It means lechis in general that we're talking about, right? Many lechis for many mavels, but one for each one is, these are the dimensions. If that's the case, then why did it say Korah? Should have said Koros. The Koros of all the Mavuos that we're talking about have to have these dimensions. Right? Why did it say Korah in the singular and Lech Lechoyayim in the plural? Must be that you need 2 Lechis and only 1 Korah. Mara says, my Koros, Koros, the Alma. Let it say Koros and mean Koros in general. Hachi Kamer. Olsen Lechoyayim, Shenech Lugbohen, Reb Elezer, Chachomim, Govan Asar Tvachim, Baruch Ben Avin Kol Shehu, right? Those L'chayayim, the 2, that there's a machlokus of Elezer and the Rabbanim, whether you need the 2 or not, that's what we're discussing. Since there is an opinion that says you need 2, it used the plural by Lechi. But there's no opinion that says you need 2 Korahs, so there it used the singular. Rashi, L'chayayim di Alma, Alva, Kol Mavuos Koi. The L'chayayim of all the Mavuos, 1 per Mavu, Ihochi, Reisha Nitoni Hakoros Shomru. Listening Nomi Hakoros Shomru. The aim of my Koros, Koros the Alma. The Chayayim Shenechuku Ben Reb Elezer Chachamin. So Mara answers. No, here only by Lechi it used the plural, because since there's an opinion that says you need 2, so those 2 Lechayayim that the Rabbanan argue and say only need 1, right? What's the dimensions? The Reb Elezer Tar, the Rabbanan Chava. Zeu Shiurin Ken Leforish Miu Stam Alokamar Daiki, Velokamar Daiki. But the Stam is Lavdafka. It doesn't mean you need 2. It just means the L'chayayim, which is the machlokas, whether you need 2 or 1, right, what's their dimensions? Okay. The Kama, where are we? The Kama Kolshu, how much is Kolshu? Because sometimes Kolshu doesn't mean any amount. Kolshu means a small amount. So is there a shir? Morris says, Tani Rebchia, filu kechuta sarbo. Even like a thread. Okay, that you use to tie the neck, the open neck of a shirt. Chuta sarba. So the machlokas we've shown them whether that's also literally. Notice there's a chuta sarba mamashamashahu, and therefore any amount will help. Or is there a shear of chutasarba? It has to be a certain shear. The Rashba holds that it's davka chutasarba. There's a shear. And the Rambam and the Rosh hold it's mamasha mashahu. And the Maram says that a chutasarba is an etzba. Has to be at least one etzba thick, but that's only by a lechi. We learned already by Tzuras HaPesach, you can even smear cement on the wall, right, at any thickness, and that's what's it called. It can't just be a color. It can't just be a thing of paint. It has to have some noticeable thickness, but any amount of thickness is okay. And when the Gemara says chutas arbel, it means taka anything. Okay. That's by a Tzuras HaPesach, and like by a lechi, we said there's a machlokas we've shown him, whether it has to be an etzba, or whatever the chutas arbel is, or chutas arbel is lavdavka, it means any thickness at all, just like a Tzuras HaPesach. Tana, also lechi lechatzi mavui, ein lo el lechatzi mavui. If you put the lechi in the middle of the mavui, then you only have up to that point that you can carry. Pshita, or it says, of course, why would I think you can carry outside that? Ela ema yesh lechatzi mavui. I might think that they made a gzera that you may end up carrying past the lechi, kamash malon, up until the lechi you can carry. Hanami pshita. So they ask by a korah, is the same halacha apply? That if you put the korah in the middle of the mavui, the korah is also, you have till the korah. So why is there a chiddush by lechi and not special chiddush by korah? So they say the korah, you're not allowed to carry underneath the korah altogether, just till the end of the korah. So there, if you know you can't even carry under the korah, you're surely not going to go past that. But by a lechi, you're allowed to mishtamish connected the lechi. So there we may be afraid that since you're allowed to go till the end of the lechi, you may go farther than that too. So by a lechi is a chiddush. By the korah is no chiddush. Omar Rava, also lechi lemavui, the igbio min akarka shlosha, o shifligo min akosel shlosha. If you made a lechi for a mavui, and it's three tvachim off the ground, or it's three tvachim away from the wall, it's not stumbled to the wall, within three tvachim of the wall, or it's not within three tvachim of the ground. Lo asav lo klum. That's lechi doesn't help. Afil Rav Shimon Gamliel, to Omer Amrin Lavud, even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that up to four tvachim is Lavud. And it's within four tvachim of the ground, but it's higher than three tvachim. Hani mila lamala. Lavud is only up. But if something is off the ground more than three tvachim, even Rav Shimon Gamliel holds you don't say Lavud. Why? Because Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, since it's a mechitza shakdoim bokimbo, even though it's leveled, but things can get underneath, that's not a mechitza. Right? Even though it's considered like it's on the ground, but the mice is not on the ground, and things can get underneath, that's mevatel a mechitza. The achronim find a hard time to understand this. Manav shach, if it's leveled, it's leveled. Even though leveled is leveled, but it's not a mitzias. And if the metzias is that things can get under, it breaks up the mechitza. Rashi. What? Right. Less than three is okay, according to everybody. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the chiddush is Rav Shimon Gamliel holds less than four is lavud. You normally say lavud less than four, and still for him on the bottom it won't help because the mice, since goats can get underneath, that's not a mechitza. No, it's also good because of love, but it's not gedoy and bokimbo. Less than three, goats can't get under. Right. Now, a goat can get under something that's more than three, three or more, can't get under something less than three. Right? But even if it's loved and goats can get under it, then it's still a problem. Right? But according to the Rabban, it's not relevant. Because Manav Shach, if it's less than three, gedoy can't get through. And it's also loved. If it's three, then, or more, then Gedoyim can get through, right? So the fact that it's not lavud is irrelevant. That's what we're saying. It's not no good because it's not lavud. It's not good, no good for the second reason because Gedoyim bokim. Okay. Lechatzi mavui, hasarbel is coat, whatever it is. It's a shirt that has a opening in the neck. Lechatzi mavui, shechnis alechi lifnim harbe alchatzi orko shomelvi kazeh. Right, you put the lechi in the middle of the mavu. Okay, here. This is the picture 107. Just half the mavi. Okay. Ein lo elachatzi mavi she'os l'shtamesh ela min chetzel l'chnin. You can only be mishtamesh from the inner, from the, what's it called, from the outer facade of the lechi and inward. Yeshol de'ein lo lo itzrich l'ashmina. You can't go beyond that. Of course you can't go beyond that. There's no lechi beyond that. Elaha osel ashminan dehemnu dehemenu v'lifni mi amutu l'shtamesh. Inside you are allowed. What was the habamina? What? That I might think that they asked the inside after the fact that you may carry outside. Lamala kagon korah yotzes mikosel zeh ve'enu nogas l'kosel acher defligu barav shimu mil v'rabbanan. Right? No, we didn't get it yet. No, it's not three. It's three tefachim. What's it called? Away. Rav Yossi omer rechoven gimel tefachim. Rav Yossi says that they have to have three tefachim wide to be a lechi. Omer Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, ein halacha k'Rav Yossi. Lo behilmi, v'lo bechlayayim. Rav Yosef said that the halacha is not like Rav Yossi, not by Hilmi, that you can't make salt water on Shabbos, small amounts of salt water, only a lot you're not allowed to make. We have it in Masechta Shabbos. And then the halacha of Lechayayim, also the halacha is not like him, that you need three tvachim, any amount is okay. Omer le Ravuna bar Chinana, behilmi amres lot. So Rav Huna bar Chinana reminded Rav Yosef that when you were well, he forgot his learning. So he reminded him that when you taught us this, you said that Taka in Hilmi, the halacha is not like Rav Yossi, but L'chayayim, he never told us that the halacha is not like Rav Yossi. Maishma b'Hilmi the Poli Rabbanan Alei, L'chayayim, Nami Poli Rabbanan Alei. Why Taka, would the halacha be like Rav Yossi by Lechi, even though the Rabbanan argue, and by Hilmi, the halacha is not like him because the Rabbanan argue, right? Why would you pass him like Rav Yossi against the Rabbanan in one and not in the other? I might think the halacha is like, what's it called, like a Reb Yossi by Lechi, because we learned before in the chotzer, the big chotzer and the small chotzer, that Rebbe has to hold like Reb Yossi. So since Rebbe holds like him, right, so he's not alone, I might think the halacha is like him. So you have to tell me that the halacha is not like him by Lechayai. Rav Rechumi Masni Hachi. Om Rav Yehuda Bered Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Dorat. He said it like this. Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Shmuel, said in the name of Rav, Ein halacha k'Rav Yosef. Lo behilmi v'lo b'choyayim. Not that Rav Yosef said it, but Rav said it. Rav said it. The halacha is not like Rav Yosef, not in Hilmi. You're allowed to make small amounts of salt water on Shabbos, and not by Lech. Om Rale Amras. So she said to him, did you say it? Right? Omer lahu lo. He denied saying it. Because he had charata. He regretted that he said that. Omer Rav Elokim Omer. Rav said, he for sure said it. I heard him say it. Right? I swear he said it. The garmino lemine. And I learned it from him. Well, my time of kohadar. Basically, why now is he denying it, meaning that he has charata? Mishum Rav Yosi nimuko imo. Because Rav Yosi, even though he's a yachid against the rabbim, but he is much more sharp, and he always used to explain his reasoning very, very well, and therefore the halacha could be like him. Omer le Rava bar Rav Chanan labaya hilchas amai lemaisa. What's the halacha? Right? We have now machlokas with the halacha k'Rav Yosi because nimuko imo, or ain't halacha k'Rav Yosi because the rabbim are against it. Omer le Pok chazi mayam adaver. Go out and see what people say. There was a minute. You'll see that the minig will tell you that that's what the halacha was niskab. And therefore the minig was that there people use a lechi that's called shehu, and vice versa, that minig was established according to rabbonim in their places, and vice versa, the halacha is not like Rav Yossi, that you need three tvach. Ikedemasi laha, some learn this whole exchange on a different case. Hashosamayim litzam, if a person drinks water because he's thirsty, to exclude where he's drinking it to clear his throat because he's choking, then you make a bracha. Omer shakol niyavidvar. Bracha rishona. Rav Tarfon omer burn if hashus rabos v'chesron no lakomasha barasa. Rashi says there's two ways of learning here. One way is that you make only a bracha rishona, but you make no bracha achrona on water. And Rav Tarfon comes along to say, no, you make a bracha achrona too. There's an after bracha on water too. And the way Rashi says is the more proper way is they're arguing about Bracha Rishon. That, what's it called? You make a shahakol, and Reb Tarfon holds you make a Bari Nefashos as the Bracha Rishon. Omer le Rav Chanan, Labaya, Hilchus Amai, what's the halacha? Omer le Pok Chazi Ma Dover. Go look and see what people do. And what they do is they make a Bari Nefashos as a Bracha Rishon. I mean, a shahakol nevedvaro, not a Bari Nefashos. Rashi. And our minig is to make a bracha rishona, a shakol, and a bari nefashos after. And there's a machlokas where the bari nefashos is baruch ato Hashem, right, and the end. Baruch ato Hashem, chei ha'olamim, or baruch chei ha'olamim. The gra holds you make a full bracha. It starts with the bracha and ends. Baruch ato Hashem, lekeinu melech olam, bari nefashos rabos. And it ends with baruch ato Hashem, chei ha'olamim. And we don't hold like that. And the ma'aseh of the halacha is that you don't say Baruch Ato Hashem at the end, you just say Baruch Hei. Rashi. Hilmi, Maseches Shabbos, Perek Shemon Eshratzim. Hilmi is salt water. Bishum dekoy Rebbe Kavasei, Le'el, V'hadetani Adabar Menyume, Rebbe Hi V'sover Lakar B'yosi, Kedo Kimna B'chatzuk Tanish Nisigdol. We had the Gemara before, twice, that Rebbe holds a Krabiyosi. Nimuko imo tami rayosa mevi lo bechol makom maseches gitten money shivchan shel chachamim v'zeu shvachos Rabbi Yosi. That he really could explain his position very, very well. He brought rayas to his position all the time. The meila he was more charif, so the halacha maybe is like him. Hilchos amay belchayayin amadover managu am farnagu belechi mashu. The minik sometimes is koveya the din. Litzamal afuke man dechan kitzei umtsa. Person's choking. And he drinks water to clear his throat, you don't make a bracha. Shakol nivadvaro, lefana v'achar v'loklum. Before you make the bracha shakol, and afterwards you don't make any after bracha. Rabbi Tarfon or Bernis Ramos, v'ani shamati, Rabbi Tarfon bo lechayiv af bracha achra. I heard that people say that pshat is that Rabbi Tarfon is not arguing the first bracha. He's just saying you also make a bracha achron. V'lo nihira, it's not right. Yamirim seches nida yesh tom bracha lefana v'ein tom bracha l'achra. V'amrinu l'asuye mai, v'avinen bo, l'rapapa de mevorech ha'maya, v'lo amrinu l'reb tarfan de mechayev ha'maya, ma'ika l'meymar. The Gemara doesn't ask over there, and according to a tarfan, that you're chayev ha'brach achrona on water, what do you do? Right? Elaniru li, the reb tarfan alafon of komar. Reb tarfan also is arguing only on the first bracha. But according to both of them, there's no brach achrona for what's it called, for water. La halacha is not like that, there's a brach achrona for water too.